With a look at Arkansas business news, I'm Chris Harkins with Delta Trust. The annual Mid-South Basic Economic Development course is attracting record enrollment this year and includes participants from as far away as Washington, D.C. Hosted by the Institute for Economic Advancement at University of Arkansas at Little Rock, the annual course is an intensive introduction to the fundamentals of economic development. It is geared toward elected officials, government agency staff, utility and transportation personnel, and practicing economic developers, to name a few. The four-day accredited course begins today, Monday, March 31st, and runs through Thursday, April 3rd, held each year at the Donald W. Reynolds Center for Business and Economic Development at UALR. Demonstrating its ongoing commitment to small business, AT&T is offering its best-ever value for wired and wireless communication bundles. With a new plan, companies located in AT&T's U-verse service areas in Arkansas can save over the next year, which include Little Rock, Fort Smith, Jonesboro, Conway, Hot Springs, Pine Bluff, and El Dorado. And a Birmingham, Alabama developer of upscale multifamily properties has bought land in the Riverdale section of Little Rock from Windrock International for $2.58 million. The land has been used as a soccer field for many years, and Mike Myers, CFO for Windrock International, said the buyer, LIV Development, is to build a high-end complex. Among the properties the LIV website lists is the Ridge at Chenal Valley, a 312-apartment facility that opened in August 2012. That's a look at Arkansas business news. I'm Chris Harkins with Delta Trust. Have a great week.